So that's how we hear. But what about when the system gets tripped up? What can this tell us about our brains? Have a listen to this.
The sounds as they appear to you are not only different from those that are really present, but they sometimes behave so strangely as to seem quite impossible. But they sometimes behave so strangely.
If you're like me, the spoken words suddenly burst into song after hearing it enough times. And this works on a lot of people. Here are some people who heard it looped, trying to repeat the phrase.
Sometimes behave so strangely.
Sometimes behave so strangely.
And the people who only heard it once.
Sometimes behave so strangely.
Sometimes behave so strangely.
This is one of Diana Deutsch's famous audio illusions. She's a professor at University of California, San Diego, and she's been studying and inventing new ways to trick our ears since the 60s, which is when they invented the technology to create these different tones. So she started to experiment with it.
One earphone was producing high tone, low tone, high tone, low tone, while the other earphone was producing low tone, high tone, low tone, high tone. I put on the earphones and generated the sounds and listened to them, and I was absolutely amazed at what I heard, because it wasn't at all what I had entered into the computer. What I was hearing was a single high tone in my right ear alternating with a single low tone in my left ear. So then I switched the headphones around and the same thing happened. I kept on hearing the high tone in the right ear alternating with the low tone in the left ear. And at that point, I thought, well, you know, either I'm crazy or I've gone into a different universe or something. So I went into the corridor and brought in a few people, and they all heard what I was hearing, except for one person who happened to be left-handed, who heard the opposite, high tone in the left ear alternating with the low tone in the right ear. And then I realized that, in fact, this must be a new illusion that would be of importance to the understanding of how we hear patterns of tones.
What did that reveal to us about the brain?
First of all, as a group, right-handers and left-handers differ in what they tend to hear. And this is just what you would expect from the neurological literature on patterns of cerebral dominance in the case of right-handers and left-handers. Most right-handers have the left hemisphere dominant, in fact, for speech, whereas left-handers can go either way. And it had been thought that cerebral dominance was simply a function of speech, but these were musical tones. And so it showed that, in fact, cerebral dominance was more complicated than had been thought, more general than had been thought.
Now, this one only works if you have headphones on, but here's one that does work on the radio. It will help if there's someone else in the room with you. I've got fellow producer Izzy Clark with me to help me out.
Hiya.
So here are a set of paired tones. All we need to do is tell if they're going up or down in pitch. So here's the first one. I mean, that was going up.
No, that's going down.
Okay, here's the next one. So that was going down.
Yeah.
We agree on that one.
Down.
Okay, good. Up.
No, that's still going down.
They're all down. That was definitely going up.
No,
that's crazy.
They're all going down.
What do you know about music?
Loads.
Well, according to Diana Deutsch, we're all wrong, or we're all right. There's no real answer. It's ambiguous, kind of like the audio equivalent of that infamous blue/gold dress. Out of interest, which colour did you see the dress?
Oh, it was white and gold.
It was blue and black. Okay, we clearly have very different brains.
What are we doing?
Get out of here. Izzy and I can rest assured that even trained musicians will disagree about this. And Diana's discovered your brain interprets it according to your life experience.
It varies depending upon the language or dialect to which they've been exposed, particularly in childhood. So in one experiment, I found that people from the south of England tended to hear this pattern of tones in different ways from people who had grown up in California. Now, the pitch range of speech in the south of England is higher on the whole than the pitch range of speech. So in another experiment, I looked to see if this correlated with the pitch range of the speaking voice to which you've been exposed. And in point of fact, that is the case.
Why do you think illusions make such a powerful tool for studying hearing?
Well, I think that you can learn a great deal about a system when it breaks down. For example, if you have a car that's broken down, you can find out a lot about the way the car works, you know, by sort of examining it and examining the way it's broken down. And that would be true of any piece of equipment. And I think the same is true of illusions in perception, both visual and in hearing, that you can learn a great deal about them by causing them to fail. So I think that illusions perhaps show more about hearing than anything else. So when you hear something correctly, what can you say about it? Well, okay, you're hearing it correctly. But when something goes wrong, then you can start asking, what is it that's gone wrong? And then you can delve into the system and find out more about it that way.
So what about the first one we heard? Sometimes behaves so strangely. Now, we're not exactly sure why this happens, but Diana says it provides a clue as to how our brain processes song, and that there's a central director somewhere deciding whether to send sound information to be processed as speech or processed as music.
My favourite view of what's going on, in part, is that the tonal structure, the structure of pitches, is rather similar to that of a phrase in the Westminster Chimes. Bong, bong, boing, boing. Okay. So it sometimes behaves so strangely. And the rhythm is very similar to the rhythm of Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. Sometimes behaves so strangely. Okay. So this sort of central director decides, okay, this is song, and sends the information to be analysed that way.
Diana Deutsch from the University of California, San Diego.